Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
And Milwaukee takes a 2-0 lead.
And the Cubs are on the brink as the series shifts to Chicago.
Our road back to Milwaukee starts on Wednesday afternoon.
It's got a chance! Gone! 3-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
There was no doubt in our mind that we would be playing game 5.
This ball's got a chance! Gone! Kyle Tucker with a home run. Cubs lead 5-0.
You know, every day is a new day. We got another ticket to the dance. So anything can happen, and we're going to enjoy every moment of it.
Michael Busch has done it again. Busch with a home run, and the Cubs now lead 6-0.
Pack your bags. We get to pack our bags. Man, that's all we wanted to do today is pack our bags. We get to pack our bags.
And there will be a Game 5 Saturday night in Milwaukee between these two teams.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
I was not aware of that.
What a difference a few days will make. It was a long, long ride home from Milwaukee back to Chicago after losing 2 in a row. Things have changed entirely. We're going back to Milwaukee for Game 5.
Guys are fired up. To pack their bags, no doubt about it. And now we get the opportunity and the fun of getting to go close out a series.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Milwaukee is the fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected 3 socialist mayors.
Does this guy know how to party or what? Well, we gotta get going.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Full boat for you today. We are going to toggle between Cubs baseball and Bears football on the show this afternoon. It is going to be amazing, and we are glad that you are with us along for the ride. Those of you who are watching on Twitch, those of you who are watching on YouTube, we appreciate you. Whether you're listening on the Odyssey app or if you're just hanging out, terrestrial radio, listening on 670 The Score, we appreciate you. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is here. Shocked by it.
There, Spinks. Hello, man. I am allowing myself to visualize a Dodgers NLCS, the big, bad, evil empire that are the Dodgers, but also the organization that owned the 2017 Cubs and signaled that the offense was beatable down the stretch. And then in that NLCS, that would be a very fun and interesting thing to get a chance at that organization.
I haven't even started thinking about that part of it yet. I just kind of now want the Cubs to end Milwaukee. Like, because we've been talking about the idea of switching the pressure point to them, and dude, now it is squarely on them.
I think you saw it last night.
TBS.
Caleb Durbin misplayed 3 different balls over there at third base. That's a young 25-year-old kid from the Chicagoland area. The night before, Quinn Priester, the Chicagoland kid fell apart in inning number one. And there's more. And they are a very young team wearing and holding the weight of their organization, who has not won a series since 2018. So they have not won a postseason series since 2018. Well,
and there will be people up there that will put that on Craig, that the reason that they haven't won a postseason series is because of Craig.
Sure, but what about Craig Tober?
Well, we're in it now.
We are in it now.
Now there's a whole thing with Craig Tober and, where's your pocket pancake now?
Where's your Messiah now?
Yeah.
Is Craig Edward G. Robinson?
Sure.
I think so.
All I know is that we have now seen a lighter Craig over the last couple of days, and it's delightful.
And I think we've seen it since day one of this series back in Chicago. I commented on it that day, how he was in pregame. Light, relaxed, and it's only gotten more so. So, yeah, pretty fascinating. And that atmosphere last night, man, I was only there late. And yeah, I got there late, and we'll discuss that I did get there. But it's like,
well, you were also there early.
I was there early and I was there late.
See?
It's true. It's just, you know, a big chunk of the middle that I missed. But that atmosphere, man, that was a legit crowd. That was not like postseason corporatized. Oh, look, all the season ticket holders are using it, and here's all the corporate partners. That was a basebally Chicago crowd last night.
The beautiful thing about it, and we'll get into more depth and get more in depth with it later on in the show, is that the concept of home field advantage is talked about a lot, and it's very nebulous the way that we talk about it.
Oh, that guy knows left field. That guy knows the outfield better. No, last night.
Last night, Cubs fans created a home field advantage that the manager of the Brewers spoke about.
Yeah, he did.
Y'all scared his kids.
Trick or treat.
Speaks, that's what happened. Y'all went out there and scared them kids.
That ain't right.
Cubs fans were just like, you know what? Let's scare them kids. Let's see how they like it.
That reminds me of a few years ago when I wore this Frankenstein mask for Halloween, and it was the best mask I've ever had for Halloween. And I walked up on some kids and just scared the hell out of them. And it was fun. It was like a whole new level of Halloween that I didn't realize you could do, you know?
Oh, when we have time later on in a few weeks, I'll tell you, I'll share the Charles Tillman story like that he did something similar to one of his coaches.
All right, good.
And scared the absolute bejesus out of him.
Didn't it feel, though, that you were watching the Cubs at their best last night, like playing their game, comfortable, confident, had a double steal in there? You had Kyle Tucker getting on base a big pile of times.
I think Matthew Boyd played a huge role in them as a team being able to be confident. I love, you know how we were talking about it before it happened. His approach to it was so bleeping mature. And when he walked out there, he felt it. When he walked out,
yes.
When he gave a little call and response to the Wrigley fans as he walked out of the game yesterday, mm-hmm. It was like a call to arms.
Yeah,
and I love that type of stuff.
Yeah, that was after the K to Yelich. I felt really good for Matthew Boyd, a great pro and a great story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.